This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Well, look at where we are right now. It's time for us to go through the charts. Talkers Magazine is in the spotlight, as is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for our weekly overview of the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list. Michael and his staff have done, once again, a gargantuan, you like that word? A
gargantuan absolutely.
Job.
Yes. Gigundo.
I like that one.
Gimungous.
Yes. the heavy 100 has nothing, puts nothing under the hot hit. We used to be in music radio. We call them the hot hits, right? The hot hits. And
I don't know what we
music
call
radio.
Music radio anymore.
Music radio is ruined. The only thing good on the radio anymore is talk.
Right.
And we've got the scoop here with the overview. The charts are published every week in Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. So, Michael.
All right.
Maybe,
these are
please.
the heavy duty topics that have dominated the airwaves of America's talk media. At number 10, we have Twitter versus NPR. That continues to grind on. It's interesting. At number 9, we have Feinstein's health. She's in the spotlight. At number 8, the Bud Light trans flap. At number 7, the economy. At number 6, Trump's legal issues. Thank goodness they've fallen a little bit. They're not at number 1 anymore.
Thank
Still
goodness for
there.
Whom? For the listeners or for Trump?
Well, I don't know. I think Trump likes it when his problems are at the top.
Oh,
so I don't
yeah.
think I think that Trump is between a rock and a hard place. He has legal problems, but he also utilizes them to get mm-hmm. his fix of attention.
Yep.
At number 5, the Louisville shooting. Listen to these stories.
Yeah.
China's Taiwan drills at number 4. That's a brewing problematic situation, only outdone by the number 3 story, which is the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 2, abortion pill rulings. And number 1, the classified documents leak. So we have a whole bunch of different issues swirling around the top, intermingling with each other and being connected in many ways. On the People Survey, we have Dianne Feinstein at number 10. We have Elon Musk at number 9. He always works his way into the chart. At number 8, Dylan Mulvaney. At number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Donald Trump. Number 5, Emmanuel Macron. At number 4, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. And we have at number 3, Matthew, and his name is pronounced Kaczmarek.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, Jack Teixeira. And at number 1, Joe Biden. And some new names, some old names, and it's been an interesting week, to say the least.
All right. So on your watch, as you, over the last 30-some-odd years, have been doing this, you and I are contemporaries in terms of how much we've been involved in news talk radio. Looking at these stories, starting with Feinstein, but then looking at Trump, looking at the leader of China, looking at the leader of Russia, looking at all these people who are in power, what is the psychology of power in the sense that someone like Xi Jinping thinks that he's going to win in the discussion and debate over Taiwan and why it's important? How does, under the circumstances, what do these people, no matter who it is, in gaining power, okay, so you have power, then what? What do you do with it? What does China do with Taiwan? Taiwan's fine on its own, and China's fine the way it is. So why upset the apple cart? What is the psychology of power in that play?
That's a great question, and it's rhetorical.
Yeah,
I think the difference in this modern era than in past eras, where things were much more linear, mm-hmm. Is that the interconnectedness of countries in the global scene through communications and economics makes their different layers of power. It's not just who has the might, who has the land. It seemed, prior to this era, it was much, much more clear-cut. So I think that having power today can be defined by influence as opposed to might. And that's where it gets complicated.
The dealing with reality. America is responsible for 40% of the gross domestic product of China. So they get into a to-do about Taiwan. They get at loggerheads with us, and whether we go to Taiwan's rescue or not remains to be seen. But then the jeopardy, the whole business of power versus business, instead of power and business. I don't know if you watch Succession. Are you a fan of that show? It seemed to me you were a fan of Succession.
No, I'm not.
Are you not? Okay.
I'm not an unfan. I just haven't devoted my life to.
Well, I am not.
On that one.
No, nor have I. But I got involved in the last year of it to a point, and spoiler alert, the mainstay, the patriarch, dies this week. And so it puts everything into, nobody saw this coming, and so it put everything into a tizzy, and everybody's wondering about the stock value and stuff. So I bring that up because in terms of power and control, if the Chinese do what they are threatening to do with Taiwan, that will upend their relationship with countries they do business with all over the world. Are they thinking that they're that powerful they can withstand the disruption in business? They have a huge unemployment problem right now that nobody seems to talk about. But their unemployment
problem, that might be why they're doing it. It could be a smokescreen. There can be all kinds of internal political pressure on the ruling
people,
body,
yeah,
that Xi Jinping, is the symbol of.
Yeah.
You know, in this world, there are no one person dictatorships. I mean, there may be in North Korea, but in terms of the superpowers, Putin has to answer to people. Even Xi Jinping has to answer to people, and certainly the President of the United States doesn't stop answering to people. So it could be just that, you know, with the problems in China, the problems in Russia, sometimes the ruling powers to be get them involved in these distractions, make them look good, make them look like heroes. Trump up all kinds of nationalistic, you know, pride. You know, we're China. We cannot have this enemy on our shore.
Mm-hmm.
It's ours.
Makes so much sense. Look for the first year, or almost the first year, what was going on in Russia as Putin decided to invade Ukraine. The younger, the support he had with young people in Russia far outweighed the support he had with older folks, because the older folks knew what he was up to, and the kids didn't seem to understand or care. And so this has kind of been reversed, but yet, you know, these people calculate that stuff, I suppose. Now everything's so sophisticated, and as much as we think that Putin is a madman, in many respects he is, but he still is pretty sage about to this point he's still alive and he's getting away with what he's, you know, purported to want to do.
Well, these guys are all madmen, but yeah, not in the sense of an Adolf Hitler or a Mussolini.
No.
I guess.
Yeah.
They may be more sophisticated on a business level,
mm-hmm,
you know, less bombastic, less, you know, populist, emotional.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are the great fatherland, and, you know, we're not.
Nonsense.
But every country is subject to nationalistic fervor.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened in Argentina several decades ago when they decided they were going to take on the UK over the Falkland Islands.
Later. Yeah, that was it.
I mean, the guy that was running Argentina at that time had the Argentines, as they called them, you know, pumping their fists in the streets.
Right.
We're going to show Maggie Thatcher.
You. Yeah, right.
And she sent a bunch of ships in and blew out their
whole Navy. That's the end of that. All right, let's talk about something else for a moment. May I have your attention, please?
Yes.
As I bring you up to date on the newest way to fix your body. That sounds presumptuous, but that's kind of what Balance 7 is doing. I've got my stuff, and I don't necessarily want to talk too much about what goes on in my gut because it's probably not too attractive, but I have allergies to certain foods, the gluten stuff, and I have started on Balance 7, which basically improves the alkaline and acid balance in your body. So I have now a better pH balance, and that has, I have lots of energy anyway, but this has increased my energy, and my mood is much better. Not that I'm in a bad mood, but it's better. I just feel it. It unlocks also the power of your immune system, and that's the number one protective entity in your body. Better hydration, better nourishment, all kinds of things. The benefits of eating pizza. Now you can have that without getting heartburn when you're working with Balance 7. I'm using it. You ought to try it. Balance 7. And here's the deal. You get $15 off your order and free shipping using Doug when you call 800-793-9039. Plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is kind of a cool product. Money back guarantee on the whole kit and caboodle. So sip it and enjoy how it affects your body. 800-793-9039. Balance 7. Mention my name, Doug, and get the best deal.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. Have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to extol the value and the virtue of Calitrin. And one of the questions that I was thinking about this week as I was talking about Calitrin on the air, at what age can you start using Calitrin? Because we all know, sadly, not only are adults getting to be overweight, but youngsters are too.
We recommend, obviously, that you speak to your doctor first before starting a weight loss regimen with a child. The way that Calitrin works, recommend starting after going through puberty. So you wouldn't want to start anything before that. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. You don't have to worry about anything like that. It's just going to work to rebuild that lean muscle tissue.
So what's the special buy deal at the moment? We always go through now. We are into springtime. We have a special springtime deal that we can talk about.
Yes. Right now, we have a big spring sale. This is the big one. I know that y'all, your listeners probably wait for it. I know that everybody does. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. So buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com.
Check it all out. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts for the week of April 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. So I want to spend a few more minutes, if you will allow me, to bring you back around to all of the stories this week. And I thought perhaps I wrote a note to myself that I wanted to get your thoughts on which of these stories in your mind is the most ridiculous, or are the most ridiculous.
The most ridiculous?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think any of them are ridiculous. I think there's a ridiculous aspect to life. Yeah, I mean, you know, but what am I going to say? The Bud Light trans flap?
Kind of. Maybe. I was thinking
could be seen that way.
Yeah. So think about it this way. The value of that company, The Anheuser-Busch Corporation, is worth about $130 billion. And so it lost $5 billion in value because of this week. That, to me, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Right? And the other thing, why are we talking, why is Dianne Feinstein, say it again, Doug, why is Dianne Feinstein even still in the Senate? She can hardly walk. She can't talk. She can't do anything. She's in the hospital most of the time. She's 89 years old. She can't really think. So I'm thinking, I said this on the air on the Good Day Show this week, thinking about her and this guy Fetterman from Pennsylvania, who, through maybe no fault of their own, they can't serve. They're not competent. They're not capable. So,
yes, but they keep a Democratic Party seat warm, you know.
I get that, but isn't that ridiculous? How they get away with that?
It's politics.
It's politics. Politics is ridiculous.
It's going on forever, but it is ridiculous. But it's also real. You bring up very good points. But there is a ridiculousness to life. There's a ridiculous to many of these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, ridiculous could be irony. Ridiculous doesn't have to be ha-ha.
So here's another one. This National Guardsman, who was arrested by the FBI, they searched his home. He lives about 20 miles from me in Massachusetts. He's got these top-secret documents revealing war secrets. How in the name of God does this guy, who is a nitwit, nincompoop, kid that doesn't have a clue about anything, get access to top secret documents. Do you know that one quarter, there are 4 million government employees in America, 4 million federal employees, and almost 1 million of them have top secret clearance? Is that ridiculous? That may be the most profoundly ridiculous thing in all of the stuff that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is a result of a complex bureaucracy set against the backdrop of a communication system run amok. Mm. If the government can't keep a secret and have privacy, how do we do that? It comes down to the fact that everything is out there. And if everything is out there, then there can be no freedom. There can be no privacy for a government, mm-hmm. for a military, for a family, for a person. This is very troubling to me. Ridiculous? Well, yeah, it's all ridiculous, but it's very troubling. I think the biggest threat facing us today, aside from idiocy, is lack of privacy. And mm-hmm. and if you don't have privacy, you can't even have good mental health.
Right.
It leads to insanity.
Let's have a chorus of idiots. Where's that song when we need it? Yes. Do you want? And it also, what came into my mind as you were talking about that was the Beatles song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? We don't have to work anymore. Everybody's telling everybody secrets. As you said, no privacy. 28 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo finally making a decision on running for president.
Many have speculated he would challenge his old boss, former President Trump, for the Republican nomination. Pompeo put an end to the rumors, telling Fox News he's not going to join the race in 2024 after he came to the conclusion this wasn't the right time to run. I'm Dave Collins.
The Justice Department said that it will again go to the Supreme Court over abortion. The family of Evan Gershkovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter who's been detained in Russia on espionage charges, said he believed it was his duty to report on the Russian people, despite the risks of being in that country. The five-day-old strike by professors at Rutgers University is over. Classes resuming as normal Monday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I wanted to sing along with the Talk Radio Countdown.
Where are those singers? Are they home?
I don't know. I think they took the day off. We're here, though.
Not you and me. We don't take the day off. Singers.
Yeah, right. Right. Here we are.
Wouldn't you love to be a jingle singer?
Yes. I would like to. As a matter of fact, let's see here. We could have, what's your favorite jingle? The Talk Radio Count, that's a jingle.
Well, it's a jingle in the style of old radio. One of the iconic things about radio was the jingle.
Right.
You know, and radio jingles were an art form.
Listen to this. When I was a kid, the jingle for the time, the disc jockey would tell the time, mm-hmm. and the jingle was, tick-tock, tick-tock. Here's the right time on the studio clock. Tick tock.
You just brought to mind jingle singers and group singing, background singers back in the 40s and the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It was, you know, it's a time for da 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 da. Yeah. There was a certain attitude about it that is so. It's so passé as to be retro and cool again.
Another show.
Another opening, another show.
That was it, yeah, right.
But,
yeah.
But some of those harmonies and the sounds of like little mice
there's
or something.
A song called Harmony, right, isn't there?
I guess there's a lot of songs called Harmony.
Anyway. Right.
That's what we need. We need to bring back the old-fashioned jingle.
We need to bring harmony. We need to bring harmony back.
Harmony to the world.
Yes, thank you.
Listen to this. All right. It sounds like we're on acid.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 and then some. So number 10 this week is I'm enjoying this, actually, the NPR thing with Twitter and government-funded media and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I do know why I find it amusing, because I find, having tried to deal with NPR over the years, and you know that story, I find them pompous. I find them, they're just elitists. I just don't have a warm, fuzzy. I listen to NPR. I think there are a lot of great shows on NPR. But I also think that it is a twisted reality. If they try to tell you it's like Fox. It's the same thing. We're fair and balanced. You know what a can of crap that was? It was baloney. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing is true when they talk about being yeah, whatever their latest slogan is. It's nonsense. They have a great sense of telling a story. They're very good storytellers. But the story is pretty much always one-sided. And it's about things that are socially progressive, most of their points of view. And why they deny it, I don't know. It's so obvious. But it doesn't seem to hurt them any, because in many cities, as you know, Michael, the number one news talk station is the NPR station.
You know, many people think that whatever they think is the center of American thought. The reason NPR doesn't think it's left or progressive, which means liberal, is the same reason that people on the right don't realize that they're way on the right.
Right.
Everybody thinks they're the center of their universe and that everybody else is fringy. It's actually sincere.
They're sincere.
They're misguided in terms of the bigger picture. But Twitter versus NPR, watching that, you know, you say you're getting a kick out of it, and you're talking about the attitude of NPR that you don't like, as opposed to you like their programming, you don't like them personally, so you like to see them having problems. Yeah. This is sort of, for me, like watching that classic scene in King Kong that has been duplicated in 1,000 productions of King Kong versus the T-Rex.
Is that like Godzilla versus...
Godzilla versus King Kong is a more recent iteration of the concept. And you pick... Or Alien versus Predator. You pick your hero. You pick the one that you want.
Oh, my God. They're all disgusting.
And that's what this is. I mean, I have no love for Twitter. I don't have any love for any of these social media platforms. I think they have way too much power. I think they operate in the dark. I think that they make the rules up as they go. And now the hands of Elon Musk controlling Twitter, to me, is in many ways terrifying. NPR, they have always been elitist. They sort of were in their lane. And they do get a bad rap for being government funded, because a very small...
foolish.
A small part of the money they get.
1%
government.
But you remember when Hillary? I always use this as the example. I happen to be a fan. I've always liked Mrs. Clinton for any number of reasons. That may be blasphemy to people listening to that program, but ever since that night in the White House lawn when I danced with her, I have liked her. For whatever the reason, it doesn't make any difference.
I have no idea about that story. Someday you have to tell me.
I'll tell you that story someday. Anyway, so. When the first time this went around, this is maybe 20 years ago, when the Republicans had decided they wanted to introduce a bill to defund, to take the government money out of NPR, and Hillary went all over the place, "You mean they're going to cancel Barney?" And it pretty much sounded like that. It was so, "They're going to cancel Barney, no!" Silly, but that's kind of the way it came across.
Wasn't Barney on PBS and not NPR?
Well, sure, PBS and NPR are, in my mind, are the same thing. It's public broadcasting, and it's the yada yada effect. Mm. Okay, so let's go a step further and back into the serious side of the right versus the left on talk radio. And what it means to be conservative. See, I think that word is so misappropriated, because it doesn't really mean what the conservatives on radio and television want to have you think it means. And so we all know that there are policy ideas that if you're going to be right of center, you have to accept, and politicians that you're supposed to support. And I think if I were to not sound like I was on NPR, I call this an intellectual incoherency more than anything else, because that's what it is. And it goes back to Calvin Coolidge, who was the governor of Massachusetts, then became president. Remember Smiling Cal?
I danced with him.
You did?
Liked him ever since.
Good for you. Okay, how about Harding? Did you dance with him too?
Nah, he was another one. He was stuck up.
All right. You know who was a contemporary? Well, almost a contemporary. It was William Buckley. But he was, in my mind, I grew up on him, and I liked him, and he was the reason that I was a Republican. Does that sound strange?
No.
Buckley was the reason I was a Republican. Because
I thought
he was such an interesting character, and he had such intellectually sound reasons for, you know, there are no intellectuals. We listen to boobs like Clarence Thomas, and I'm calling him names and I shouldn't, but, you know, the leaders of the Republican Party today are guys like Clarence Thomas, who is, he can't hold a candle to Buckley in terms of the ability they had to put words and sentences together and to stimulate our thinking. Buckley was always right, in my mind. He made sense. He was really interesting and compelling to listen to, and he always made sense. Okay, so I'm off my... I got onto that horse.
What you were saying, to sum up what you're saying, is that there's a tremendous amount of distortion in terms of what conservative and liberal are supposed to mean.
Yeah.
And that the people that practice these religions are not necessarily true to their basic doctrine. Mm-hmm. And that it's become more tribal. It's become more spectator sport. And really doesn't have an intellectual basis to it. And when you look at the two tribes, the Democrats and the Republicans, you find that they really have more in common than they have differences.
Corrupt.
It's all extremely superficial.
Yep.
They work for the same masters. They mm-hmm. take money from the same interests. And they basically do the same thing, but with a different style. And the public and the media have become caught between the molecules of these styles, thinking that's it's all style, it's all superficial, and the mm-hmm. truth of the matter is there is no choice and there really is no difference.
So, okay, so then I was picking on Clarence Thomas because he's easy to throw a punch at, frankly. He's so corrupt and it's so obvious, but then on the other side you can say, well, the liberals want to get him. He makes it easy. And his wife makes it easier mm-hmm. with the way they publicly conduct themselves. And so he's just one example of many. But this week he's gotten a lot of attention, and it was all negative, and most of it was deserved in my mind.
Look at the negative attention that politicians bring upon themselves.
Yeah.
One of the things that you talk about before you mention the word ridiculous, one of the ridiculous things about the whole Trump thing is that there are people out there saying that Trump is being singled out for persecution.
Right.
When we start to get to the point that we can indict politicians, then our democracy
is... He's a magnet for it. He brings
right,
it on
exactly.
himself. Of course he does.
And look at all the politicians who have gone to jail or been indicted or been investigated. Just because a president hasn't, you know. There are some states where half of the governors have been in jail.
You're going to see, I think you're going to see Clarence Thomas get it. He's in a jam, I think. No, it isn't going to go away. All right, I want to talk about you being on Chachi Loves Everybody. I want to get the scoop, the inside scoop on what it's like to be interviewed on Chachi Loves Everybody, that podcast coming up after this on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
According to Talkers Magazine, these are the 10 most talked about people this week on News Talk Radio around the country. Dianne Feinstein at number 10. Elon Musk is at 9. Dylan Mulvaney is at 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Mr. Trump at 6. Emmanuel Macron at 5. Interesting things going on in France this week. Number 4, Xi Jinping. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 3. Matthew Kaczmarek turns out to be the number 2 most talked about person this week. And Joe Biden gets back to number 1. I think it was number 4 last week, and Trump was number 1. So they've reversed. Trump's at 6, and Joe Biden's at 1. That's the people list, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And that would be, again, as I say, at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. Doug Steffen here.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive.
I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the official list. These are the charts for the week of April the 10th to the 14th. We publish them at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list this week, Twitter and NPR. Dianne Feinstein's health is number 9, the senator from California, die fire caller. Bud Light is in the focus, and not for a good reason, number 8. The economy's number 7. Mr. Trump and his legal woes, number 6. The shooting in Louisville is 5. The situation in China with Taiwan is number 4. Situation with Russia and the Ukraine, number 3. The legal rulings dealing with abortion pills, number 2. And number 1, as you might imagine after we've eliminated all the others, is this classified document leak with this little guy that came from Massachusetts. So those are the top 10 stories this week. So Chachi, there's a give us the story, the background story of Chachi, because I remember Chachi, but I don't remember why I remember Chachi.
Chachi is the name of a character from Happy Days.
Okay, that's right, too. All right,
and a cute young kid, and they wound up with a spin-off show, Chachi, Everybody Loves Chachi, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
This fellow, a broadcasting industry executive who runs a major company called Benstown, a production company, a syndication company. He's kind of a heavyweight in the industry and a very, very, very likable guy.
Yeah.
His name is Dave Chachi Dennis, and everybody calls him Chachi.
Oh,
Chachi. His podcast, sort of like my podcast. He talks about, he interviews radio people. Mm-hmm. And he interviewed me the other day, and I normally ask the questions, not answer the questions. And I had him on my podcast.
Turnabout is fair play, my friend.
Yeah, and he starts asking me questions on my podcast. I said, no, I asked you questions. I'm not here to talk about myself. And he said, well, then I'm going to have you on my podcast, and we'll turn the tables. Mm-hmm. He asked me all about my career. And it goes all the way back to the dark ages when I started out in music radio. And it is really thorough. It's over an hour of us talking about the history of radio, because I've been almost every place that's been
right.
in history.
Yeah.
And it's very, very revealing and kind of embarrassing to me in terms of how much I said. I don't say anything that gets me in trouble, but I'm not used to being
You're not one who is out there with himself.
Right.
So I
broke my rule and I talked about myself for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And
fun.
It's people who love radio
most,
will get a kick out of it.
So I'm going to one of the most revealing moments that I've ever had with you, and you and I have been friends for 30 some odd years, was when I got into the Gun Hill Road thing with you, because I didn't know, and if I did, I didn't remember that you were part of Gun Hill Road. Mm-hmm. So that was the other stuff I know, but I didn't know about Gun Hill Road. So I thought, I'm sure you talked about that in the podcast. Where can we hear the podcast?
Yeah.
Did you put it up at Talkers?
Yeah, it's in Talkers. MH. And if you Google, well, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Google Chachi Loves Everybody. Yes. Chachi Loves Everybody, and you'll
That's the podcast. All right, we'll continue. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 53 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. We've been going through the charts. We've been talking, as we often do, about the personalities and some of the ancillary things that flow into the conversation when it comes to all of these issues and the people that are involved. There is week ended, Michael, there were a couple of officers who were charged with manslaughter in connection with the death of a this kid used a stun gun on him. Remember that? And then his father called, and he was, the officers basically killed him. Another one of these things, and the reason I bring it up is because we've often had in our story list on the countdown the relationship the police has with the public and mm-hmm. how the police operate. And is this just another? I mean, if you look every week, the stories that we examine on News Talk Radio, the things that we talk about, are usually things that come from the deep, dark crevasses of life, right? The classified documents, situation with Trump. That's all stuff that really, there are so many people that are having the same issues, but yet we sort of bring them around. There's so many police departments that are malfunctioning or don't function at all. There's I saw something about some police guy down in one of the southern states who basically runs the community like a tyrant, and he's been exposed for being a tyrant and what he does in his jails and how he treats the prisoners and stuff. And we think this is 2023 and this kind of stuff doesn't happen, but yet it does. And so we dig into it. We think that it's a rarity. But in fact, when you look around, there's still a lot of creepy stuff that goes on. And so, you know, do we need to... Does that have to occupy all of our thinking and time? Seems to, even though...
What do you mean in terms of radio shows or in terms of just being people?
I think both. People on social media, they occupy themselves with the darkest of everything instead of the lightest and brightest things. I did a story on the Good Day program this week about how, as you get older, if you the proof is in this survey of 1,700 people who were over the age of 65, the difference in longevity for those who thought that the world was a great place and they were having a wonderful life versus those who were captain curmudgeons and died, you know, pretty much at the hands of themselves. And, you know, how the spirit-mind-body connection works. And yet it flies in the face of almost everything that we do on talk radio, news talk radio. In a sense.
Well, you know, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
You know, what is news? I mean, you know, in places where they only have good news, they're usually run by dictatorships or authoritarian governments.
That's true, yeah.
So there's a diminishing return to just doing good news.
Yep.
Hey, look, you know, life is a messy thing. Being a human being is not easy. No. Running a police department is not easy. I can't think of any police department that could operate smoothly. Mm-hmm. How do you operate smoothly when the whole premise of its existence
is dealing with bad guys?
I mean, we shouldn't have bad guys. Then we wouldn't have a need for police departments.
There you go. Right. All right. Let's spend a moment in the moments that we have on number two this week and the latest ruling on the pill, which once again shifts the abortion landscape because one judge says one thing and another judge says something else. And so here we go again, around and around in a circle. And, of course, it's great fodder for conversation on News Talk radio programs, but the situation is shifting so much, I don't know how you address it.
Well, you address it that way. You address it that way. You objectively talk about how controversial it is and how there's no way to really get to the core of what the truth is. Mm-hmm. Until the society and the human race comes to terms with the question, when does life begin, this issue will always be controversial.
Will we ever settle that? How are we going to settle that? How are you going to figure that out? Right.
That's a great question to leave this program with.
Right, exactly. Food for thought, folks. That's what we're all about here in the world of News Talk Radio and certainly on the Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 10th to the 14th. Now 59 past the hour on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.